Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting June 29, 2021. It is 10:34 a.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invitation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. If you feel led to rise.
Thank you, and if you don't mind, you can bow your heads, please. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member here, but not just that, each and every member of this court, those in a way at education levels and for safe travels back. And not just that, for every elected official in Jefferson County and for those individuals that are waiting to fight for our democracy. Lord, we ask that you keep our climate right, keep our community right. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name.
Please come with me to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With the legal community and your kindness to them has not gone unnoticed. judges in courthouse almost at least weekly receive thanks from members of the legal community, whether locally or from Dallas or Houston that are here on cases, for commending me for the work of my staff. I consider myself extremely blessed to have had the opportunity to work with you. Obviously wish you the very best in your retirement, and be long and enjoyable. With your mother's age, and I'm sure it will be long, but we are thankful that you are here, and that you're finally going to be able to enjoy yourself. And I'm even more thankful that you're going to be willing to come back and work one day a week on contract, so that we can make this transition. I don't know if everybody knows, but Annalee Skinner, who retired in December, has over 30 years. And so I'm losing about 75 years of experience in 6 months, and it's going to be a difficult pill to swallow, but I have the utmost faith in those who are remaining that they're going to be able to shoulder the burden and continue to serve the legal community's needs. So I thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done for Jefferson County. You've been a pure joy to work with.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
I'm not going to give you the resolution today because we're going to wait for Commissioner Senegal.
He's not signed. He already told me he's not signed.
He was
very calm going through that. We was in executive session. He was crying like a baby. What am I do? What am I do? What am I do?
And I'm going to wait for the flag too. You know, but I will give you your watch.
Cindy, would you like to come up? Allison, would you like to? Okay. This resolution reads, whereas Cindy Yates has devoted 14 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and service was provided through the Office of the Assessor Collector of Taxes. She has served admirably in the position of Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes. She's also used her talent assisting with many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the office. She has used her artistic talents to design t-shirts worn by the county employees participating in walks supporting the American Heart Association, and her heart for service led her to organize collections within the tax office, the Back of the Blues, supporting our local law enforcement. She will always be well known for her homemade youth rope, and she is loved and will be sorely missed by her co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby honored and commend Cindy for her dedicated service to Jefferson County, and wishes her the best in her retirement.
Here's your little retirement watch. Cindy is such an asset to our county, to all our citizens. She's got a sweet voice when people call and they have issues. Cindy's the one that everyone wants to have on the other end of the phone. And like the like what you read, she is always concerned about our first responders, about those that are disadvantaged, and she's always helping everyone. And I gotta say, not having the Easter rolls is a real problem. That's always what everybody wants for every occasion. But she's a wonderful wife, a great mom, and such a wonderful daughter, and is gonna be able to spend her time with her family, and for that, we're really glad. So congratulations.
A is to receive five bids for an IFB return contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider approved specifications for request for takings, qualifications, professional engineering services for drainage improvements at the Jacksonville Regional Airport, funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program, CARES Act grant for the airport pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and two Dakota Federal Regulations, Sections 200.31A through 326. Let me just say up front to avoid the duplicitousness that items B through G are all going to be procured utilizing Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and two Dakota Federal Regulations, Sections 200.31A through 326, because all of the compliance with those sections is necessary for federal grant eligibility. But there's no need for me to read it. Item C is consider approved specifications for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for rehab of fuel farm pavement at Jacksonville Regional Airport, funded by the CARES Act grant and the Airport Improvement Project grant. Item D is consider approved specifications for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering architectural services for rehab and updated Jerry Ware General Aviation Terminal and Aircraft Rescue and Firefighting Station at the airport, also grant funded. Item E is considered approved specifications for request for status qualifications for professional engineering services for landside of road pavement repairs at Jacksonville Regional Airport, funded by AIP and CARES Act grant. Item F is considered approved specifications for request for status qualifications for professional engineering services for rehabilitation of main terminal ATSD at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, funded by the AIP and CARES Act grant fund. Item G is consider approved specifications for equipment maintenance qualification professional engineering services for electrical vault replacement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, funded by the FAA AIP program and the CARES Act grant. Item H is consider approved award execute received by a contractor invitation for bid for camera system for Bell 407 helicopter for the Sheriff's Office with Westcam USA in the amount of $415,212 with funding provided by the Port Security Grant 2020. Item I is considered approved award execute received by a contractor invitation for bid for digital mapping system for Bell 407 helicopter for the Sheriff's Office and Aero Computers Corporation for bid item one digital mapping system and bid item two automatic identification system for a total amount of $132,360 with funding provided by the Port Security Grant 2020. Item J is considered an approved execute receiving file of contract renewal for current contract pest control service for Jefferson County for a second 1 year renewal at a more termite pest control from July 14, 2021 to July 13, 2022. Item K is to execute receipt file renewal for a term contract for lighting supply for runway and taxiway at Jacksonville Regional Airport for a second 1 year renewal with Blue Globes LLC from March 2nd, 2021 through March 1st, 2022, which includes changes to brands and pricing due to cost of materials and shown on attachment A. Item L is to consider an approved execute receipt file and agreement with Spectrum and Jefferson County for standard cable service located at Precinct 3 Service Center, 5700 Jade Avenue, Fort Offner, for a total monthly cost of $101.95 and one-time service charge of $99. Item M is to consider an approved execute receipt file job order contract for CTEC facilities and maintenance and remodeling of two rooms in the District Attorney's Beaumont office $1,500 in accordance with by board contract available through capital project funding.
Excuse me, Judge, on item M, that's only one room, not two. Of the remodel.
I had noted that the remodeling of one room in the district attorney's Beaumont. All right, do we have most of those items under first?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I wanted to compliment Alex on a DBE training yesterday. I would hope that you work on getting that number up for participation there. Those other airports that I looked at, which
yes,
around 29-35%. But I appreciate your effort to get that done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Have it. Under County Airport, item A is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute amendment number one for FAA AIP grant number 33 in the amount of $309,161 from $3,222,505 to $3,531,666. Do I have a motion on that?
I'll move.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under county auditor, we have five items. Item A is consider approved budget transfer for Fort Offer maintenance for replacement of two AC units in the amount of $15,790. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 1 for additional cost for posting in the amount of $400. Item C is consider approved budget transfer for purchasing for additional cost for posting in the amount of $500. Item D is regular county bills, check number 483831 through 484092. And via addendum, item E is consider approved budget transfer for service center purchase for shop van in the amount of $1,800. The motion of items under auditor.
Got a motion, couple questions.
I'll second. Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Question on these air conditioning units. Are these new air conditioning units other than from our findings in reference to the
Johnson
Control information that has been brought to our attention, or is this something that just went out?
Yeah. Well, they weren't part of Johnson Control. These were some coils that burst and flooded the second floor. On the ends of Judge DeRuin's office.
At the sub-courthouse?
At the court office.
No, these are for the juvenile probation.
Oh, I'm sorry. The DPS office.
Juvenile probation?
Yeah, down there is a separate building.
Okay. Down 60?
Yeah, no. Down in Port Arthur.
Okay.
You know, we have their probation offices in a separate building from the right. courthouse.
Not the new building.
Not the new building.
And adult probation is.
No, juvenile.
I'm trying to figure out where that is.
That's where the
DPS office is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
Okay.
That building needs a lot more than two air conditioners.
Yes.
The other question is on the fans. Is Joe here today?
Yes.
Give me an update, because I didn't see fans in the... When I pulled this up, it said something else.
I just need to move some money around to get some better fans working in the shop, to try to get some of the heat out of the shop. It's just to keep these guys cool.
But it didn't say fans, it said nuts and bolts is what I read.
That was the last.
So it was in, it was just
it's a second.
Put on?
Yes, it's second.
Well, when I read the
email,
it said
that's
both. It didn't say four.
No.
This was something I added.
Yeah, I think that was by three. This week,
that was last
there week. Was an email went out Thursday. That's going to be added on as an addendum.
Okay.
Yeah, but part of that was purchasing four fans for the shop.
Okay. Okay, so that explained, because I didn't read that. So I was like, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk, we have one item to receive file memorandum of understanding Beaumont Independent School District to use the voting equipment for Beaumont United High School homecoming election in September 2021. Do I have a motion on that?
So
moved by Commissioner Oliver, taken by Commissioner Bush, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And having under county commissioners, item B is to receive file oath of office and taking the officer of appointment for Harold E. Duquette Jr.'s position of constable precinct 8 to fulfill the unexpired term of constable Eddie Collins pursuant to 87.042A of the Texas Local Government Code. Item C is to receive file executed contract for independent contractor position supervising position for Jefferson County Employee Health Department.
No, sir. C was tabled, Judge.
C is a ministerial act. We're required to do that.
C is, if that's the case, then that contract, y'all haven't looked at it.
It doesn't matter whether we file it next week or whether we file it this week. We're required to file it as a ministerial act, but I don't mind tabling it until next.
Okay.
Item B, addendum item B is received file compiled financial statements for Jefferson County Emergency Services District number one for the year ending September 30th, 2020. Audited financial statements will be received and filed by July 31st, 2021 in accordance with section 775.08.1 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Do I have a motion on the item, Mr. Commissioner?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Have it. Under county treasurer, we have one item to receive by the investment schedule for May 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that?
I don't know.
Moved by Commissioner Bush. Second by Commissioner Austin. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have one item under Juvenile Probation Act A to receive and file the proposed juvenile probation budget for fiscal year in accordance with Chapter 140.004 of the Local Government Code. Motion on that.
So
moved by Commissioner Oliver, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Via addendum, we have one item under risk management A to approve receiving by public official bond for Harold Lee Doucette Jr. for Constable Precinct 8. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have it. That completes our regular agenda. Now it's time for public comment. So if anybody is on the line, they can press star 6, unmute your line to make public comment electronically. Anyone present in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment, you may approach the lectern. Jeff, where's Jeff? I suppose with the new audio visual system, we don't require the microphone up here anymore, or the speaker.
We still listed that you can dial in, so.
All right. Hearing no public comment, is there anything any member of the board or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?